The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, it's 10:05 on ESPN 97.5. 1 hour left on the show. Glad you could join us if you want to get in. This is me and Dell. Lance is still hanging around. I don't know how long he's going to be here.
For a very specific reason.
Because you are you hurling in there?
Yeah, this microphone. I just cleaned it with like a face. Like I have these face wipes, and like they refresh your face or whatever. And I said, well, maybe I'll do this. And I wiped this mic down super hard. And then, like, it had some yellow on it. the mic shouldn't discolor from talking.
But that's not why he's hanging around.
I'm hanging around because Holly is here. So her and the girls from the office have some thoughts. So I'm kind of interested to see.
Some thoughts?
Some thoughts.
Yeah. Some ideas. She has some thoughts.
She has some thoughts.
Yeah, so I want to see what she says.
Okay. Holly, what's going on?
Hey, can you guys hear me okay, or do I need to take it off the speaker?
No, we can hear you.
Okay, so I have the two girls in the office with me, and they kind of want to, like, argue a little bit with you guys. So go ahead.
What
you think. Well, not really so much argue, but just kind of call out the BS. I mean, everybody's sitting there saying, oh, I would never, oh, can't have another guy in the room, this and that. Let's be real. If you're standing there with your brother, your friend, your cousin, it doesn't matter, and four hot chicks want to take you up to a room and perform sexual favors for you, you're really going to look at each other and go, nah, we can't do that.
No, yeah. You're right.
That's just, it's not true.
I'm out. No, because you know what? If the woman sees me standing with my brother and my friends and she wants to do it, I'm out. I want to
kill
you.
Says something about her?
Yes, it does. It says something about her.
You all don't go to strip clubs and sit right next to your friend or your brother and get, like, lap dances and stuff like that by naked women?
I don't like strip clubs, so I don't go.
That's different anyway.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you'll pay for it, why wouldn't you do it for free?
I wouldn't pay for it. I don't like strip clubs.
I feel like if you guys are laying in a bed, I'm going to go so far as to say, if your hips are touching each other and two hot chicks are riding you on bed, you don't care who it is. I think it's gross.
I'm not doing it.
I think that most guys don't give a crap.
Well,
no. They're like, hey, it's ass. I'm going to take it. And who could say they were sharing the bed while they were doing it? They were just in the same room. They were in a hotel
room.
The description.
Airbnb or whatever.
Allegedly, but, I mean, it was the same bed.
I think it speaks to
but
the
But
guy.
I'm with you.
Go ahead, John.
I think
Lane
you,
hip
you're,
to
I
hip.
Think you're absolutely right. Because I had to think back. And yes, it's happened before. So, now.
Yeah. Wait.
Not to me.
Quit trying to act innocent because if some hot chicks are in your face. We're calling the BS card. We're going to, like, recall the BS card on y'all.
And I'm not even saying 100% every single man living and breathing today would do it, but majority would absolutely go for it.
I can only speak for myself. I can only
speak
for myself.
Brother,
I'm not doing it.
Brother.
I don't know, dude. I'm telling you, if you have four hot chicks in front of you, they're butt naked, and they want to perform sexual favors on you, I think that if it came down to it, you don't care if your brother's hip is touching your hip.
I am telling you right now.
So week three, the Texans played
nah,
the
forget
Steelers.
This. You wanted this call. No, you can't back out now. You wanted this call.
I can't believe I asked for this.
I'm telling you right now, I think in my eyes, it says something about this hypothetical girl that she's willing to do this if my brother and my friends are there. I'm out. That's just me. I'm one guy. I'm out.
Here's the deal. The brother does change things, though. The brother changes things. It changed. Now, buddies, that's a different deal. But
those are totally different things anyway.
I think it's gross. And I think it's weird. And I'm like, and like my sister, I would never in my whole, I don't even want to see her naked, much less in the same bed or room as me. But guys, y'all think on some weird, like, ass is ass to y'all. Like, y'all think about some whole other level type of thing. Like, you're not turning down any kind of sexual favors, point blank, period, from a hot chick.
What
like,
if she...
hot chicks
wait a minute.
That's like some weird fantasy. What like, y'all don't do that. Like, I feel
what
like
if,
nobody
what if it's what if it's what if it's pancake ass on?
Down if it was to happen. If the situation
what?
Was to
John, you said what?
He said, what if it's pancake ass? Do you turn
okay,
that?
Let's ask them. What if the four hot girls all have pancake ass? Would a guy be more likely to turn it down?
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably not.
out, they're still going to get asked. Yeah, all they got to do is close their eyes.
Sometimes I think that y'all don't even care what y'all look like, what y'all look at sometimes. Y'all are just in there for the moment to get in and get out, but I don't know.
I feel like they have a read on the situation.
I'm not trying to kind of blanket all men as dogs and just nasty.
Right.
But at the same time, like, if some rare situation like this would arise, it'd be probably pretty hard to turn down is my point. I think that a lot more men would actually do it and go for it than would actually admit to it.
I feel like you guys have a background and like you would know what men are capable of probably more than we would necessarily, as weird as that sounds.
Lance, I've seen some, I don't know if that was Lance or Dell, I can't really tell.
It's
on
me, it's Lance,
phone, but
yeah.
I've seen some really weird things in my life, okay? So this, to me, I mean, it's gross, the brother thing, but I mean, like I said, I've seen guys do some weird things.
Mm-hmm.
Guys do some weird things. For some ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we already had John, who was staunchly on one side, already go, wait a minute. I did do something like that.
No.
Exactly. We've got a girlfriend. That
switch was jarring.
Like, so I know if a girl will do it, I know guys will
do
it.
Yeah, but no.
And they'll
be
much more likely to do it.
But brother changes everything, though. Brother changes
we
everything.
We just had a text come in and says, hey, where's this office where they are? I'm not telling you. I'm not going to tell you.
We're on quarantine. We're locked.
Yeah, I'm not telling you.
Enjoy some Dell, Lance, and John Granato this morning. You know,
Zoom, but not at the same time. Zoomed. And not in a hotel room.
Not at the same time in a hotel room. Yeah. Let's just get that out
not
on
like
the,
that with not
out
like
of
that
the way.
I'm just saying, if the situation
presented
itself.
All right. Thank you.
Not to me because they know me, but maybe to them.
Thank you. Bye, Holly. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, yeah, that was different than I thought
I said.
Yeah.
Call in, and her friend just went, okay, so let me. And then she just laid it out, ass is ass. You're hip to hip with your brother. Like, whoa.
There's
too many specifics.
Yeah. Wait.
And then
yeah.
John goes, wait a minute. Well, so it is different. Okay, I've done this before. Like, what? Excuse me. You threw that in the middle of this hurricane.
Well, I just didn't want to be hypocritical. That's all. That's all. The brother thing changes everything. It changes everything. So,
Dell's also faking.
How so?
Let me tell you how. I'll tell
Go
you
ahead.
How I know you're a lie right
Go
now.
Go ahead.
Oh, I think those women, I would be. Have a real problem if two women wanted to do it with two brothers. And yet, the hot twin sister fantasy has been out there forever.
What does that have to do with me, though?
Because you would partake
the
in that,
the hot twin sister fantasy
is yours. It's yours.
It's not mine, but it certainly doesn't involve another guy in it in the mix.
No, but you would say, would anyone think twice about you? Think differently about, I would have to think twice about Dell if he'd be willing to be with two sisters.
We know there's a double standard.
Okay, as long as we're okay with that,
I'm aware.
That's fine. Yeah,
but
that's
for
fine.
Me... If I'm just hanging out with my friends and this hypothetical brother is standing next to me and she goes, hey, we would do this. I'm like, there's an issue with you. I'm out. That's all. That's just me. I'm not saying that goes for everyone. But for me, I'm like, I'm not going to deal with you.
Look at Steve goes, what? It's happened before. We need this story, John.
I've got to take a break. It's 10:13 ESPN 97.5. Don't you go anywhere. It's time for a break.
I'm in love with the go-go. I'm in love with the go-go. I got it for the...
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
There have been more than a few, but I don't know that any of these are any, that we can use any of these as advertisements, Del. Any of these segments, I'm pretty sure you don't. Pretty sure you don't have to save any of these.
No, I don't know, if when we're trying to sell, coming out of this whole Corona thing, using the last segment is going to help the cause.
No. Or any of the earlier ones that we were left, the promos. You can't use those.
No.
And John and Lance say if they had a threesome, what?
What would it be like if John and his brother, when they're 14 or whatever, however old you guys would have been?
Okay, so the schedule came out yesterday. Let's get back to some seriousness here, okay? the schedule came out. The Panthers are the number one. What do you think of the Panthers? Do you think they're going to be crappy?
Well, it's all about the hype of Joe Brady, right? If you believe in Joe Brady and that's going to translate, and you think Teddy Bridgewater is at least an adequate quarterback, they should be okay. I mean, Christian McCaffrey is there. I mean, naming another offensive weapon is kind of hard other than him.
Well, their defense is the problem.
Well, and that's why they went out and drafted all defense.
Well, but they're all rookies.
True, right? But if they're – that's true.
They're going to take some time?
I don't know. It depends. If you are a rookie cornerback, I don't have their draft in front of me, but a rookie cornerback probably is going to struggle a bit. But a rookie pass rusher can make an impact really early.
Was their first pick Derrick Brown? Derrick Brown was their first pick.
Well, and he's apparently a monster. I mean, Lewis Riddick loved that guy. Yeah. And a lot of other people do. So that should help quite a bit. An interior lineman who can rush the passer and dominate in the run game too, that could help quite a bit. I just have to look at the rest of their draft to figure out who they picked and who could possibly impact their team early. But if you like Joe Brady and you like Matt Rhule, because they've added three major pieces this offseason. Clearly the head coach. They've added an offensive coordinator who was really a hot name, who turned Joe Burrow into the Heisman winner and the number one overall pick, or helped do that. And then you have Teddy Bridgewater, a new quarterback. Is that enough? Because remember, what were they, the ninth pick overall or the eighth pick? I'm not sure exactly where they were. Is that enough to make them a team that becomes – that goes from that to competing with the Bucks.
It could take Matt Rhule a little bit. I mean, it took him, a couple of years at Baylor. It could take him a couple of years to get this thing right and get it together. And whether or not Teddy Bridgewater is the answer. But I'm going Giants as the most likely to – I mean, first of all, they were crappy in a crappy – in the worst division that we've seen in football in a while. That NFC East was terrible. Terrible. They don't take the ball away. They've got an unproven quarterback in Daniel Jones. I think you're going to find. I mean, if Baker was exposed last year in his second year, we're going to find Daniel Jones is going to really be exposed here.
Well, we got to figure out: are the Giants more sound than the Browns? Because the Browns, talent wasn't their problem. The Browns were a team that was just dysfunctional. And are the Giants in that same mold where if things go poorly early, they're just going to fall apart? Because I think
you don't have to be the Browns and dysfunctional just to be bad.
Oh, I know that, but the Giants –
the Browns had a lot of talent and they were bad. Giants just don't have a lot of talent.
I know, but if you are well-coached and you're certainly less talented than others, you can find a way to scrounge away and not be the worst team in football. It's very hard to be the worst team in football. The Dolphins tried it. They stripped that entire roster pretty much of talent, made an in-season trade. We all know about the Tunsil thing. And because they were well-coached and had a quarterback who was competent, they still wound up and won five games. You have to be atrocious to be as bad as what you're saying. And are the Giants at that level?
Well, they were close last year. They were awfully close to being that bad. And you know what?
Are they going to be worse than the Bengals? Since they had the first pick overall.
Right. The answer, are they going to be worse than the Redskins?
True.
I mean, in the same division, the Redskins were the number two overall pick. And how much did they improve? They're going to get some pass rush.
They've got a new coach.
They're young. But is Dwayne Haskins the answer? I think it's all about, a young quarterback. Okay, you're asking about Burrow. We're asking about Teddy Bridgewater has got more starts and has got more time in the league, obviously. But Daniel Jones, I mean, that's where you lose it in this league is the quarterback play.
And
I'm not so sure the Giants or the Redskins are going to get that.
Well, Daniel Jones wasn't bad. He was probably better than a lot of people thought. And the Giants have bigger problems than Daniel Jones going into 2020.
Well, again, though, back to the Browns. Baker was pretty good his rookie year, and then the league caught up to him.
Well, that goes back into coaching. I mentioned Brian Flores and what he did for the Dolphins. Is the new guy, Kevin Stefanski, is that his name, who came over from Minnesota? That goes into what type of organization, at least on the field, he builds, because Freddie Kitchens was not prepared to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. it played out that way. He was a guy people liked when he didn't have power, and Baker liked him. But it turns out he's not a head coach. If Stefanski is a head coach, maybe last year, maybe the Browns are different. I think leadership has quite a bit to do with it. So that's where you ask where some of these bad teams are. Will Matt Rhule be able to maybe not turn the Panthers into a good team, but that organization changes when he gets there, and are they competent? Are the Giants? Well, those are things I would look at more than the almost
Joe
the
Judge.
Roster. Yeah.
Joe Judge.
Exactly.
Is Joe Judge ready to a guy who can't even be with his team, a rookie head coach that was a special teams coordinator that's taken over as head coach, a Belichick, another Belichick disciple, okay, that has, and we see how those always go. I'm betting the Giants. I'm betting the Giants have the number one overall pick.
It's possible, certainly. It'd be something not exactly like the Cardinals, where they picked the quarterback in the first round, then have to draft another one, or just be a year removed. But if they're the number one overall pick, and Daniel Jones plays most of the year, then they're drafting Trevor Lawrence or Fields, whoever it turns out to be. Who knows?
Oh no, I would give less than 2% chance that anybody takes Fields over Lawrence.
Well, I don't know what happens. Tua was number one overall until he got hurt. Like, who knows what happens in the year
to
come?
Yeah, but Trevor Lawrence is a much better prospect than Tua was.
Because of the height, but as far as what he did as a football player, Trevor Lawrence, yeah, I know he's won a national title, but he wasn't the player that Tua was going into Tua's junior year. It just turns out that Tua got hurt and things changed for him. I don't know what would have to happen for Trevor Lawrence, but I don't think he'll drop off. Clemson's far more talented than everyone they're going to face. I don't think he's going to have that issue. But an injury would change quite a bit, and I think that's what happened for Tua, so who knows. But to your point, yeah, if things go the way they have been going, Trevor Lawrence is going to be the number one overall pick. And if Daniel Jones is part of the reason that gets delivered, he's gone and Trevor Lawrence is in. But I think Haskins is worse than Daniel Jones, at least from what I saw last year. So I think there's a real shot the Redskins do it. And you remember it was floated out earlier that the Redskins weren't all in on Haskins and they might take a Tua. Turns out they didn't. They stuck with Chase Young. I think Haskins could deliver possibly the Redskins' number one overall pick too. I think the NFC East is where you should look at.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the Redskins or the Giants, those two teams, that are going to fight for the number one pick. They're going to be fighting for the number one overall pick. And even in an easy division where the other two teams, now the Eagles and the Cowboys are better than they showed last year. I mean, I don't get that. I just don't understand what those two teams, what the hell they were doing. But no, that the number one pick is coming from the NFC East. It's going to be the Giants or the Redskins.
I'm trying to look for an outlier. If it doesn't come from there, who's likely? Let's just say Joe Burrow's. Okay, so let's remove Cincinnati from the mix. It's not a total disaster. I have my questions about Zach Taylor.
No, they got a shot to be.
Yeah,
there's a shot.
That's one of the ones you jump to. So let's just remove that one and say.
Well, how about San Diego? While everybody thinks that they're, you know, they're
that's
all
a talented
that.
Tyrod club.
Taylor doesn't play well, and you got to play the rookie.
Yeah, that's a team that if they find a way to get the number one overall pick, despite all the talent on that roster, and I know how important quarterback play is, but. They're too talented. If Anthony Lynn, if that happens, clearly he gets fired. And I don't know how you get another coaching job if you manage that roster to the number one overall pick. There's too much on the roster for that to happen. Tyrod Taylor is not good, but Tyrod Taylor led the Bills to the playoffs. It was a couple years ago. He's not he is not number one overall bad. Not with that roster surrounding him. That falls on Anthony Lynn if it happens.
Right. Miami still has a shot.
I don't think so. They've had a lot of talent in the offseason. I mean, you look at that roster defensively from where it was. They spent a lot of money. That doesn't guarantee anything. But on defense, that's where they try to make their most improvement, at least in the offseason. Now with Xavier Howard, hopefully he's healthy. That's two shutdown corners. You bring over Shaq Lawson from Buffalo, Kyle Van Noy from New England, with Byron Jones and I think there's too much talent defensively, and Brian Flores, unless whatever he did last year was only because he could coach guys who were just trying to make it in the league, and that falls flat along with guys with actual talent, I don't see it. I don't think they're going to be good, but I think that's a 7-win team possibly. Remember, they finished the year 5-4. Now, it may not carry over, but from where they were, that's a dramatic jump. I think they're too talented defensively for that to happen, but yeah, who knows?
And the other one is Jacksonville.
True.
Cincinnati and Jacksonville. Jacksonville, if everybody's caught up to Gardner Minshew. Now, Gardner Minshew had a good year, but again, you got to back it up. You got to validate it. And we'll see if Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew is still Gardner. He woke up this morning and he's still Gardner Minshew. So we'll see whether or not he can, you know, we've seen plenty of coaches. They, you know, oh, now we got some film on them. Now we know how to stop them. And we'll see if that's going to be the case. And they certainly have the lack of talent to be the number one overall pick. And there's no question about that.
And certainly they have a coach on the hot seat in Doug Marrone, so it all could come apart pretty quickly for them.
The Texans dissed by the NFL. And I want to compare. I mean, I got a list here, and we'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, here are the amount of primetime games by each team. Can you name... Okay, there are 2, 4, 6, 8 teams that have 5 primetime games. Name them, though.
Patriots, Bucks, Cowboys. How many did you say there were again?
8.
Are the Saints on the list?
No.
Ravens, Chiefs.
Yep. That's 5.
Raiders.
Nope.
I know. Rams.
Yep.
So that's a stadium thing, I think. That new stadium. Who else could it be? Are the 49ers on it?
Yep. And a national team.
The Steelers?
Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay, okay.
So it's San Francisco. Obviously, San Francisco, Kansas City, really good football teams. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, Baltimore, really good football team, and Lamar Jackson. Tampa has Tom Brady. Dallas is Dallas, and the Rams are, you know, they're going to fall. You know, if they have another mediocre season, then they're going to fall off of this. But they became a public team with their offense a couple of years ago. It's New England. I think they made a mistake. By the end of the season, and they may flex this if they got a Sunday night game. New England isn't going to be very good. And I think that's the mistake. And Lance thinks that people are going to watch them just to see them lose. I don't know. If they're 4-7 or 3-8, whatever – people are going to be like, I don't want to watch that football team. I think this is not very good.
The problem is that it won't be so bad where you can just watch a train wreck. They'll probably be like you said, 4-7, 5-6 along those lines. That's if we're looking at the downside of Hoyer or Stidham. If one of them surprises us, who knows? But they won't be atrocious. They'll just be, okay, the Patriots aren't good. It's pretty much what we expected. Still pretty good defense with Belichick. Not a lot of great offensive talent. And then it's exposed because no Tom Brady. We kind of expected this,
right? But I don't. I think they're going to be one of the least interesting teams.
That's what I'm saying. If they're not, they won't be like Dolphins in the early season bad. When you could have all these storylines about how it's bad for football. The Dolphins are so bad, or the Patriots are so bad. You won't have it. They'll just be another bad to below average NFL team. That's not interesting.
No, and they're boring anyway. They're the Patriots.
True. They're not exciting.
Four prime games, Las Vegas. Okay, I get it. Moving, they're the Raiders, a lot of history. The Bears, a lot of history, NFL history. Buffalo's up and coming, although they're still Buffalo. Pittsburgh, you get it. Philadelphia, you get it. Seattle, you get it. New Orleans. I'm surprised New Orleans isn't on the top line with 5. But they're a lot of fun, so they get it. Number 3, the New York Giants have 3 primetime games. The New York Giants. The only reason... is because they're in New York.
Yeah. Who are their opponents for these games?
I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, because I can understand if they get thrown against the Cowboys, and that's one of the games on both sides. But if it's just, oh, the Giants are playing, I don't know, the Browns, and we're throwing that on, that's awful. And it's just because, as you said, they're the Giants.
No, it's probably...
I would hope it's because it's the other team they're playing as more than it is the Giants.
Well, they get their the Steelers one. To start.
Okay, that I get it.
Yeah. That is a primetime game. The Giants at the Eagles and the Bucks at the Giants.
Brady against the Giants, I guess.
So they get three. Tennessee gets three. They were in the AFC Championship game. And Denver, we'll see. You know, Denver, whether or not they deserve it, but they're I don't know football royalty, but they certainly have a name.
Yeah.
Two primetime games. Arizona. That's an exciting team.
I think that might be lower than it should be.
But I know. I would replace the Giants with Arizona. I think the Arizona's going to be much more interesting to watch. Might even replace Buffalo with Arizona, because they're a lot more fun than Buffalo to watch. The Chargers, Cleveland with all its name, the Jets because they're New York, Cincinnati because they got Joe Burrow, Atlanta, and Minnesota. Minnesota, wow. Minnesota wins a playoff game last year. They've got a
Dalvin Cook
good
is on the
offense.
Roster.
They'll have Thielen back for the whole year, and they only get two primetime games. Houston gets one. Miami gets one. Indianapolis gets one. Carolina gets one. Jacksonville gets one.
So Houston's the only team. Not only did they make the playoffs, they won a division. They're the only team with the winning record in that group, right?
Did Indy finish with 9 wins?
No, the Titans did. Did Indy
was 8-8 or 9-9?
I'll look.
9-7. Oh yeah, Carolina, Jacksonville, all of them, and then zero Washington. But here's why: Miami, Indianapolis, Carolina, and Jacksonville. Because everybody's got to get a Thursday night game. Washington got to get a Thursday game. Washington and Detroit. Houston got theirs the first week, although they're going back and playing at Detroit on Thanksgiving. But Washington and Detroit are both playing on Thanksgiving, which is their Thursday games.
Okay, the Colts wound up 7-9.
7-9. But they're thought to be better because they have Phillip Rivers.
True.
Right?
Yeah, you would think. But still, the Texans shouldn't. If you are looking for reasons to feel disrespected, if that's your thing as a fan, looking at who they are paired with as far as one game only, that's not a great list of teams.
No, and how is it? Cincinnati gets two primetime games. And Houston gets one.
Well, if you look at
the Jets, who are terrible, get two primetime games.
If you look at who the NFL featured when they tweeted out, "Hey, the schedule's coming," Joe Burrow is one. It's an animated photo of him along with some other names. Tua's on in the photo, and Joe Burrow's on the photo. So that is what they think of his marketability. He was part of their lead up to the release of the schedule. That's what they think of him, and certainly Tua as well, who may not play very much. So I understand how it came about that he got two, but if you're a Texan fan, you're like, what the hell? He's done nothing, and they're the Bengals. They're the worst team in football, and we still have less games than them.
Now, people might tune in to see. I don't know. I better do it early on. If you're gonna, I don't know what Cincinnati's schedule is, when they're going to be playing, but I would certainly schedule them early on, because by the time you get to week 8 or 9, they're going to have such a terrible record, nobody's going to watch. But this is where Houston is in the league's eyes. Tennessee gets three. Denver, who was worst, both of those teams. The Giants get three. The Giants, I get it because of the city. Buffalo, who you beat in the playoffs, gets four primetime games. Pittsburgh wasn't even in the playoffs, but they're Pittsburgh. I get that. They're a public team. But look at what they think of Houston.
Well,
I mean, and I'm telling you, it's in large part because of Bill O'Brien.
It's what the city thinks of Houston. The city thinks the same way, mostly. I mean, sure, we're kind of in a bubble because of what we do.
But we'll show up for the games.
Certainly, because
we'll watch.
But this This is what the people I want to be fair. This is what the people we interact with consistently think of the team. Think of the Texans. Well, okay, whatever. Sure. All right. That's kind of the feeling you get when we do this. That could be and probably is completely different from the general public about how they it's football. The Texans are pretty good last year. We got a shot. But I don't think the NFL is so off with this.
No. No. And again, yeah. Even with Deshaun, with the star power. I mean, look at the other teams. Who does Washington have that's a bigger star? Detroit. Is Matthew Stafford a bigger star? I don't know. Tua in Miami. Phillip Rivers. Christian McCaffrey. Jacksonville doesn't have anybody. You know, I mean, the Chargers are going to start Tyrod Taylor, and they get two. Joe Burrow is just coming into the league, and he's got two. The Jets are terrible. There's Sam Darnold. If I'm Minnesota, I'm like, what the hell? Hey, we were a playoff team, and we won a playoff game at New Orleans last year. What are you talking about? Two primetime games. How's Denver get more with Drew Locke? I mean, is that a more follow team? I guess people would rather watch Denver than Houston. They would rather watch a Denver game than Houston. A Tennessee game. They throw seven times a game.
Well, the only thing you can point to is, hey, they were in the AFC title game. The Denver thing is interesting to me. Drew Locke's a young quarterback. We all know what happened when he was here. Had a pretty good end of the year as he got into the starting lineup. Denver has added multiple weapons to try to help him. Jerry Judy. And they drafted, I think, maybe a couple more wide receivers and then a tight end who runs like a 4-4 or something. So they're all in on giving him weapons. And Denver's been a public team for a while. I mean, clearly Peyton Manning kept that going. So I get the Denver thing. Denver, at least in my entire life, has always been a team that's been featured on national TV. They have a young quarterback who looked pretty good, so I guess it makes sense. It's just really a reflection of who the Texans are and what people think of them.
And it's the league thinks of this of them. But I think the league was probably – if the league – look it. They stepped in and stopped the Chris Chris Paul trade to the Rockets. Remember?
Or the Lakers.
Excuse me. Yeah, Pau Gasol, that trade.
They stepped in
and said, no, you can't do this. You can't do this trade. The league should have stepped in and said, no, you can't trade DeAndre Hopkins for a second rounder and David Johnson. You just can't do that. They got more. I'm telling you. I don't know. Because, again, ESPN is – I don't know how many times – I think it's almost countless the number of times that I saw them talking about that trade in a negative light for the Houston Texans. And I swear, I think that the DeAndre Hopkins trade has put the Texans in a spot, in a place where they're like, nah, we don't want that. You know what? Don't want anything to do with them.
I listened to a podcast about the NFL and other things, and every time Bill O'Brien's brought up, it's with derision. That's what it is. People, whether you can get into whether those pundits make care, whether what they say matters or not, that's another thing. But his name is Mud. The caveat is, I heard today at least on one of them I was listening to, that certainly he's a better coach than people think because of how much they've won all the division titles and stuff. But his name is with giving two first round picks for Laremy Tunsil in the second round or not, and obviously Kenny Stills was in the trade and not getting the deal done, and now trading DeAndre Hopkins. So his name is met with, we'll laugh at him and we'll make our jokes. So if that's filtering up to the NFL, maybe they don't need that on the telecast. I don't know how deep the thinking is, but it would make some sense if they said, hey, we don't want to put somebody who once ESPN gets into their Monday night coverage on Get Up or whatever, they're going to pound home how dumb they think Bill O'Brien is. That's not something we're looking for our product.
No, that is not. Hey, everybody, Houston Texans football can't be dumber. I mean, that could honestly could be their slogan this year. That honestly can't be dumber. All right, 1044 ESPN 97.5. Finishing up with the news of the weird. Coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way here, and it does every time we finish up the show, finishing up strong. So there are some really some interesting stories here. A woman from there is a I didn't know about this, a knob eating contest. Have you ever heard of this?
Not as a contest, no.
Yeah, apparently, I don't know what a knob is, but it's some kind of a a Dorset knob is a dry, savory biscuit made of bread dough. And the contest will be broken down into 10 rounds, each featuring 10 contestants. Now, this is a true story. So, knob, you've heard of knob eating before, right?
In a different connotation, yes. Yes,
right. It's usually called knob gobbling.
Well, yes, it is. Thank you.
But there is a woman who has signed up, and she's from Cockermouth.
And this is taking place in the UK, right?
Yes. This is a true story.
Oh, I believe you.
Yeah. So it was a bit odd that a woman from Cockermouth would sign up in a knob-eating contest.
I don't think it's odd at all. I think this woman is a true comedian.
Actually, I don't think she's a comedian. I think she was probably made for this.
Or maybe she simply wants some bread.
Yeah.
Apparently, Cockermouth is associated with the poet William Wordsworth and whoever Fletcher Christian is. But they have had some famous people lived there, at least were born there. And now this woman is next. So do we have her name?
No, they didn't provide her name because she would have been, I think, a fan favorite.
So Diane from Cockermouth will win the knob-eating contest?
Right.
Would you bet on her?
I think she's a natural, don't you?
Why? I don't know. I don't know if you train for that in that town.
Maybe we can get Lance to break her down.
Well, he'd have to see some film first.
Yeah. Yeah. See how she gobbles knobs.
Yeah. It's eating, by the way, not gobbling. They're eating knobs.
Right, but you know what I mean. I mean, that's gobbling is...
No, they're eating. I believe it's a knob eating contest.
Right, but it's, yeah, well...
It's not a knob gobbling contest.
It's a synonym. We like to call it a synonym.
So do you say, hey, I'm really hungry, I'm going to go gobble some pizza at Nick's? No, you don't say that.
I'm going to gobble down a few of these nuggets.
When's the last time you said that before?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. No, I say it all the time.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
I'm gonna gobble up some of this turkey. Yeah.
Well, yes, because of the gobbling
right,
of turkey.
Gobble, gobble. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
That's one time. You're not gonna tell Wendy, you wanna come over and gobble some of this no, you're not gonna say that. No. You're gonna say, we're gonna eat. You're not gonna say we're gonna gobble tonight.
Let's gobble. Let's go.
Let's go out to Nick's and gobble some pizza. You're not gonna say
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, there was an amendment in Missouri that voters had to consume marijuana before voting. Unfortunately, that's been shot down.
So you would get a pee test beforehand and make sure you had taken some and then you got the vote? How would you?
Well, Missouri lawmakers rejected an amendment to a health care bill on Thursday that would have required House members to consume a substantial amount of marijuana before performing their legislative duties.
Huh. I wonder why that got shot down. Who proposed it?
Probably dude. Like, hey, man.
It had to have been a dude.
It was a dude.
Hey, man.
And this would have seemed more appropriate in California, I think.
I think it's understood that they're all high, period. So
yeah,
they don't need to.
Maybe. And they said, it was just for fun. Okay, whatevs. That's not that fun. I'm looking at a guy who jumped. There's a wine truck. It's a giant truck, and they have a knob outside, and apparently he's riding the truck down the highway, drinking the wine out of the tanker.
I think that sounds like your type of guy.
That's my. I mean, and he got arrested for this.
Well, we know where you stand.
Opened up the valve and just started guzzling the wine out of there.
And obviously, you would say, "Why are we always persecuting people who like to drink?"
Oh, I know, right? I mean, to me, this seems like what? He's just having himself a drink. That's all.
I would be
just gobbling some wine.
That's no, all. Now you're just forcing it. No one's gobbling wine. A goblet. I've heard a goblet of wine.
A goblet of wine.
Just helping you out there. I think it would be a problem for the employer because, you know, making money is the goal, not for one of your employees to be drinking the product. But as far as going to jail for it, I think you're out. I think they're out of line. Why is he? How is he breaking the law?
I think, well, he's stealing, first of all.
I know. He's actually stealing.
Other than that
small thing, yeah. I think he's okay. And
I don't know if I want to be on the side of a truck on a highway, drink, you know, getting as much, filling myself with as much wine as possible and holding on at 70 miles an hour. I'm not sure. That's just me.
I mean,
I think there's easier ways, like going to Specs and buying a bottle.
I think you're being a little judgmental and closed-minded, that's all.
Well, maybe. Apparently, Turkey is investigating you now if you object to homophobia.
So, if it's just your thought they have a problem with it, or is it if you are vocal about it?
Apparently, in a sermon making the start of the holy month, and the country's top religious official proclaimed that Islam condemned homosexuality because it brought illness and generational decay. Some opposition politicians accused Mr. Erbas of inciting hatred and Islamophobia. So an attack against the head of the is an attack against the state. Well, apparently now in Turkey, I guess you can't. I don't know which one this is. You can't be opposed to homosexuality or homophobia.
Yeah, this is confusing. It's hard to because it sounds like. Here. The person in power was all about homophobia.
Right.
And now, I don't know. Just let's be clear. Let's not live in Turkey.
Right.
For
Germany's back in the news.
Is it because the Bundesliga is going to start May 15th?
Not that. They had to apologize because apparently they put out a map as part of a military report. And on the map, there was no Israel.
Germany. Getting back to the roots.
Get Germany.
Well, guys.
I mean, they're staying on brand, that's yeah. for sure.
Guys, it's been how many years now? It's been almost been 80 years of us, people trying to get us to disassociate ourselves from that particular time period in our history. Right. And we have to ask, why? Why Germany. Are we listening to the rest of the world?
Germany. I got to give them that. They are staying on brand.
Look, like McDonald's has a brand.
Yeah. Germany has
you see
a brand.
You see those arches. You go, okay, that's McDonald's. Mm-hmm, you right. say lack of concern for the right. Jewish faith or people right. or Israel in general.
Right.
Germany. There you are.
See the little girl with pigtails. Wendy's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I see Germany eliminating Israel off the map. Germany.
It's like, hey, guys, yep. staying on brand is what you're about. And I don't think I'm for it. But I understand it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they're not giving up on it. That's for sure.
I would hope that's a typo. But how do you forget a whole entire country?
I mean, and that's the only one.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only one they forgot.
Yeah, they
the
left
map.
New Guinea on there, but for whatever reason, Israel didn't make it.
We forgot. We forgot them. 10:56, the Del and Charlie Show is next. Y'all have a great weekend, everybody, and we will talk to you on Monday.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.